This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's painful budget cuts are done for now. CPR's Andrew Kinney has more.
Governor Jared Polis is sealing the deal on one of the longest, strangest lawmaking sessions in Colorado's history. He signed the Long Bill on Monday, finalizing the state's spending plan for the fiscal year that starts July 1st. The budget is usually finalized by the governor in April, but the financial crisis caused by COVID-19 forced the lawmakers to totally rewrite the budget, cutting out 25% of discretionary spending as state revenues imploded. The state's seen faint signs of a recovery, but lawmakers are still expecting tough budget decisions for years to come. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Employees at Colorado State University in Pueblo can begin returning to campus soon. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports fall classes will include face-to-face learning, online classes, and a mix of the two.
Starting July 1st, employees must enter the campus through mandatory health screening checkpoints, and everyone on campus must wear face masks. CSU Pueblo residence halls will welcome students back with social distancing and safety protocols for common spaces. The college says it's unclear what screening and check-ins may be needed in the fall as state health requirements may change. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Chance of showers tonight for Denver. Thunderstorms possible for Pueblo, showers likely for Colorado Springs, mostly clear in Grand Junction, and a slight chance of showers tonight for the Central Mountains around Vail. This is CPR News.